Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Fiend's status on Raw is an interesting one, which we'll talk about in just a moment. Plus, scrapped plans for a top SmackDown star have been revealed. And a wrestling legend is teaching arm drags via Zoom. For Wednesday, November the 4th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
No. Oh, no. Alexa Bliss!
Got in. Zelina don't know what to... Oh my gosh, guys!
It's here!
It's him! The Fiend! Wait a minute! Twisted union between the Fiend and Bliss!
From the moment he landed back on Monday night, the Fiend Bray Wyatt has been a pretty focal part of Monday night programming for WWE, and that is for good reason. Now, you won't be surprised to hear that the Fiend and Alexa Bliss are considered one of the top stars on the Raw brand. But what if I was to tell you that they are considered the top babyfaces of the Monday Night Raw brand? So this comes from PW Insider. According to a report from them, WWE officials say that The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, and Alexa Bliss are considered babyfaces on the brand. Despite their heel demeanor, they're considered the good guys. The officials in WWE also say they viewed Wyatt as a babyface on SmackDown as well, when he was getting amongst it with Braun Strowman. Which was a strange turn of events, since I thought we were meant to be cheering Braun Strowman and booing The Fiend, but be that as it may. The Fiend and Alexa Bliss currently involved in a storyline with Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton, chasing after Randy Orton as a result of ghosts from the past. Remember Randy Orton burning down the compound? Remember? Bray Wyatt and The Fiend collectively, and Alexa Bliss. Weird to consider them the top babyfaces on Monday Night Raw. I always get concerned when an edgy act like this gets branded as a babyface, because I feel like you may run the risk of diluting this somewhat. And my concern is that this might dilute The Fiend's character if you're calling them a babyface. I guess we'll see how it pans out, won't we? The Fiend and Alexa Bliss, very well highly thought of on Monday Night Raw. Apparently the top good guys on the show.
Intentions written all over Aleister Black as he marches to the ring.
As The Fiend moved to Raw, Aleister Black moved to SmackDown, and his real-life wife, Zelina Vega, was chatting on the Chasing Glory podcast with Lillian Garcia recently and talked about what the original plans were for Aleister Black on Monday Night Raw. Now, their relationship, Aleister Black and Zelina Vega, hasn't been mentioned properly on WWE television, but there was a plan, according to Zelina Vega, to do that. To acknowledge, while Zelina was managing Andrade, she was married in real life to Aleister Black. Not only that, but to quote Zelina Vega, Andrade was supposed to drop the US title to Alistair. We were going to add the element of my confusion into it. Didn't end up happening, obviously. One got hurt, had another whole thing. But yeah, I wanted to keep the reality of people believing that more than anything else. So it's nice to keep it up just for us, but also to keep the storylines fresh and believable as possible. So we very nearly saw Aleister Black and Zelina Vega's real life relationship play out on television. And we nearly saw Aleister Black become a champion in the process as well. A lot of people on the fence about Aleister Black's new look, new theme song, new demeanor. A restart on SmackDown will no doubt do great things for Aleister Black. We send our best wishes to Yoshinobu Kanemura, the one half of the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champions. He was injured following a title defense recently. New Japan put out a statement saying Kanemura has sustained an injury to his right knee and will be unable to compete on November the 5th's events in Kochi. Changes have been made to the card accordingly. We apologize to the fans who are looking forward to seeing Kanemura wrestle, and we appreciate your understanding and wish the best in his recovery. A bit of a blow for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Division with Kanemura going down. We don't quite know the extent of how bad the injury is. Obviously, he won't be wrestling tomorrow night, but going forward, obviously, when we know more about it, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Oh, hi, it's me, Barry. I know what you're thinking. What a horrible year 2020 has been. I know, just viruses and weird stuff with governments all over the world. I know what'll make things better. How about my face on your body? You can get a Barry the Shark lapel pin. Tom's on it too, but don't worry about that. You can get it in drop two at cultaholicshop.com. There's loads of stuff on there. I've just got the website open now. I don't know how I typed with fins, but here we go. Just look in now. We've not only got the lapel pins with me on, that's the important part, Puppet Jack lapel pins. Wait, I'm bringing the lapel things down. That's garbage, absolute garbage. There's a brand new Cultaholic Wrestling t-shirt with all the guys on, all the lads on the t-shirt. Cultaholic face masks so you don't get the COVIDs. And there's an Adam Pacitti poster with Saturday Night Television stars behind him. That's weird. Oh my God, you've got to get the Hell in a Smell t-shirt. Just the other weekend, we sent Adam Pacitti into a small room with horse poo. It was a great time, and you can commemorate it in t-shirt form at cultaholicshop.com. Bye! AEW have updated their medical procedure. So this comes off the back of what we saw the other week regarding Alex Reynolds. There was fears that he was left in the middle of the wrestling ring, unable to defend himself in the middle of a match. So PW Insider got word with Tony Khan about their plans to upgrade the medical process. So Khan says the promotion has hired another independent neurologist and another independent doctor who will be present at all the shows. Khan has also added that he's implemented some two-way communication systems for the referees so they can go backstage and speak to people who are watching back there in the event of an injury. So you've got some back and forth between the officials and the office as well. Tony Khan also noted that former WWE star Chris Nowinski is going to be at the Full Gear pay-per-view. He's the co-founder of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. So Tony Khan and AEW making some big steps and big strides to improve their medical process. Tony Khan also revealed in that same interview with PW Insider that Anthony Bowens and Max Caster have signed officially with AEW. Bowens and Caster, they've been on Dark a couple of times recently. Bowens was teaming with Lee Moriarty, and we saw them teaming together, losing to Best Friends end of October, I think that was. This is a big get for AEW. These are some real good hands that you can have as part of a show. Max Caster, trained by Brian Myers. He's been a part of CCW, WrestlePro, Beyond Wrestling in the past. Bowen started back in 13, working at Defy Wrestling, Beyond Wrestling. He was at CCW as well. Also appeared at an NXT taping in 2016. And Fightful Select have said there was some big interest in bringing him in to WWE last year, but for whatever reason, it never panned out. He never ended up going. Now he's part of AEW instead. A tough night for Monday Night Raw up against strong NFL numbers. They posted their worst numbers of the Thunderdome era. 1.6 million viewers and 0.48 in the 18 to 49 demographic. The lowest numbers in show history as well, among the lowest at least. This is a shame because it comes from SmackDown having its best numbers since March this past Friday. Unfortunately, it was hour three that dragged things down for Monday Night Raw. So at 8 o'clock, they were at 1.77 million. At 9 o'clock, they held steady at 1.75. But that third hour, that tricky third hour, tanked. I'll say tanked, that's quite extreme. But it's a massive drop to 1.46. You know, you're losing a big chunk of audience in that third hour. This is something they're always going to be contesting with, aren't they? But not great numbers for Monday Night Raw this past week. Impact Wrestling Turning Point is pretty much taking shape now. World champion Rich Swann will defend that title against Sami Callihan in the main event of the Impact Plus special. Also, we will see Su Yung defend her newly won Knockouts Championship against Deonna Purrazzo in a no disqualification match. Anything goes, falls count anywhere, all that good stuff. And the North is going to defend the tag titles against the Good Brothers. Also, Moose will go one-on-one with Willie Mack. And Brian Myers is going to face Swoggle, the artist formerly known as Hornswoggle, as part of Turning Points. It's airing on Saturday, the 14th of November, on the Impact Plus streaming service. On the subject of Swoggle, Dylan Postel has released his book, Life is Short and So Am I. Amazing stories from the man formerly known as Hornswoggle. You can get it as an audiobook right now for free if you sign up to Audible at cultaholic.com/audible. Sign up for a free 30-day trial. Pick up the book while you're there. If you don't want to keep Audible, that's fine. You can cancel and you get to keep the audiobook on us. Dylan Postel's book is a high recommendation of mine, but there's loads to choose from. Go and take a look right now at cultaholic.com/audible. And Lance Storm is getting back into the wrestling training game. So he's opening a virtual version of the Storm Wrestling Academy. He announced this on the Wrestling Observer radio show, SWA Virtual, coming in a couple of weeks' time. Lance Storm says, still working out the details, but Zoom match reviews, feedback, and coaching will be step one. I've done match review and feedback for countless people via email, and with one-on-one video interaction, it should be even better. If I've done match review feedback for you before, please feel free to retweet and endorse slash rate your experience with my coaching. Thank you. More details soon. Lance Storm, one of the best wrestling trainers to ever do it. And I'm really excited that even though it's difficult now for wrestling, I'm glad that Lance Storm is still offering support to people coming through. Later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, it is a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am in conversation with the voice of New Japan Pro Wrestling, former WWF announcer Kevin Kelly. We talk about his time with the WWE, his time in New Japan, things going forward for New Japan Strong. We talk about his radio career, loads of great stuff. And you can watch that as he picks his three favorite matches that he would happily watch while stranded on a desert island. You can watch that on the Cultaholic YouTube channel and download it on the Cultaholic podcast feed a little later on today. Also, at twitch.tv/cultaholic, Jack and Owen are back with football-based shenanigans. No doubt some footy Sunderland-based. You can watch them from 6 o'clock tonight on the Cultaholic Twitch channel, twitch.tv/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.